Hey, AfterBuzzers, if you're listening to this, you obviously already like podcasts, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that you like music too. On Spotify, you can listen to all of that in one place for free. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts now on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now, as well as other shows that AfterBuzz TV does on all your favorite TV shows. On Spotify, you can follow your favorite podcasts so you don't miss an episode. You can download them when you have the internet to listen to them when you don't, and you can share what you're listening to with all your friends. All you got to do is go to the Spotify app and search AfterBuzz TV, followed by whatever TV show you love, because we cover over 150 different series a week here. You can even browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Make sure you follow this show, because you never want to miss another episode of AfterBuzz TV.
That's it. Vanderpump Rules is over. It's the final reunion, and there was no drama. But we're breaking it down.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh, it's Katie.
Hey, it is the final reunion. The final reunion, and if you can't tell, we're already freaking lit. So cheers, you guys, to the final, the end of Vanderpump Rules.
That's got close enough.
We are very, very excited to be here and spending it with you. I have the live chat up and ready, so if you're feeling all the feels just like us, don't worry. We're going to be shouting you out all night long. And then we're actually celebrating at Tom Tom after this.
Yes, we are, you
guys. So be sure to follow us, everybody except Rivette, on Instagram for more live updates.
Oh, my God.
I'm Zach Peter. This is my final, final episode on AfterBuzz ever. Oh. Ever. But it's okay. It's all good. It's all good. I'm Zach Peter. I couldn't do it alone. This has been a very fun season of Vanderpump Rules. And of course, I said that I would be back, and I would be back with rhymes. And let's hope that I can read my chicken scratch to get through these rhymes. To my left, she's an angel, and she looks so hot from every single angle. Please welcome Sarah Serio.
Thank you. I missed you guys.
Aww. We're so happy to have you back.
Yeah, we really
You're
are.
Gone finally. For a minute. Finally.
Gone for the year.
And to her left, she's got style and so much poise that you just can't forget.
Ooh.
Please welcome Miss Rivette.
Thank you. Stop it.
And lastly, she's lit, but she's also pretty and oh so witty. Please welcome Katie Thompson.
Oh my God.
She's probably going to be filling this seat next season.
Oh, I would love to. I would actually love to. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. I'm actually out of breath from that small dance break, so.
You were breaking it down.
Loved every moment.
Show's here.
So I guess, Katie, we'll start with you. What were your overall thoughts from this week's Vanderpump Rules reunion?
I mean, I gotta say, out of part three, like, we're stretching it, you know? Like, we're reliving everything we've already seen. We've got Andy trying to create some drama. Kristen's making her faces. Somebody's crying. James is being an asshole. I mean, you've really got it all, you know? Like, still love him, but, like, maybe don't text when we're talking about, like, a death, you know? Like, let's just be a little respectful.
Okay, you love James normally.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, was there any, like, you know?
I want to meet him tonight when we go out. I'm praying
even
to
God. Even after what we saw tonight with him texting during the dead dad?
It's not that I want to date James. It's that I'm, like, a fan of his crappy persona. Mm. Like, I'm a fan of, like, you know what I mean? Like, everything he is, like, he's crap, and I'm here for it.
Mm.
Yeah. I love that bag of crap.
You just want a good picture and, like, a good moment.
Yeah, like, you know.
I understand.
He is a See You Next Tuesday, so it makes sense.
No.
With the whole thing, it comes full circle.
Definitely a See You Next Tuesday.
You know?
Rivette, beautiful Waterfall is so excited to see you today.
Oh, me?
Thank you, Waterfall. That's so sweet of you. Wow.
Miss Waterfall.
Miss Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I love
That's
you.
So sweet.
That is her birth name.
I love that.
She was born that way.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Do you guys think that Kristen was too hard on James tonight? Or do you think that all of the all of her animosity was warranted? Sarah?
I think it
was warranted, but I do feel like Kristen was like really, it's like, where was this Kristen during the whole season? It's like it all came out during the reunion because she was like, I really have to like stay on for to be on next season. So I get where it was coming from and I liked it, but I also feel like it was a little bit too much.
Okay, so last week we predicted who we think might not be returning next season if they had to cut somebody. Who would you like to see cut from next from this season going into the new season?
Well, we all know Raquel's coming. So,
boy, is she.
I'm going to say, you know, it's not going to happen. But, like, Katie.
Oof, God.
Thompson?
No.
Bye, everybody.
Katie. It's just Katie like, Maloney. You're not giving me fun. You're giving me, like, the naggingness that all girls worry about being towards their lover. And it's like, you're like, I'm seeing that happen and it's like making me not want to do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's no, I'm not here for it. And I don't even like it. And I probably do it.
Okay, Rivette, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the third part of the reunion?
Oh my God, 3.5.
Really?
I'm so mad. Like, I have beef with Jax because he hyped up this reunion so much, and it was such a letdown. It was just reliving the entire season. Like, you didn't even have to watch the season because you just could watch the reunions, the three-part reunion, and know exactly what happened. And, like, we already went through these emotions. I don't need to relive them. It was so boring
for
me.
That was the conversation we had, Katie and I, because we're like, they, like, ripped us in the comments the first reunion, and it was like, they're like, you didn't have much to say. I was like, well, we've already beat all of these topics to death.
What do you want us to say?
All season long. Like, our opinions haven't changed. Jax is an asshole. James is an asshole. And, like, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah. Like, you know what we think. It's not going to change. I don't care how many times you explain it. James.
I promise you, our life is a lot more juicier. And, all you guys in the comments are going to be like, oh, no, there's no way. You're just trying to be famous.
No, no.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
but also, it's like,
you guys,
our life is.
We were having such better conversations watching the Vanderpump Rules reunion more than we were enjoying. I think the third part was just so unnecessary because there was no... There was no drama. There was no... I mean, the most exciting thing was the last 5 minutes when James was texting while Jax was talking about his dad. And it was and that lasted all of, like, 10 seconds. Like, there was no point of even having... Like, they didn't need to drag it out to a third part.
It's just redundant.
It's like, I just remember last... go for it.
Clarence K in the live chat said, when did Billy get physical? Yeah, remember, that was a big news story that Sheena was hyping up that Billy got physical at the reunion.
Maybe they cut it. It was probably for us to just tune in because they knew nothing exciting happened.
Maybe she meant physical with... What was his... Not Jeremy. Max. Lisa's son, remember? Because they were dating and they were sleeping together. Maybe that's what she meant by physical, but Max wasn't even at the reunion.
That's lame. That's clickbait.
Clickbait.
I love it.
My friend went to the like Vanderpump dog event this weekend and she asked Sheena for a picture and Billy interrupted them and was like, actually, since you're standing at the bar, can you get us both waters and then we'll take a picture with you? And she, in her head, she was thinking, like, do I tell Billy I don't want her in the photo? Because, like, I just asked Sheena. So Billy asked her to get her waters, her and Sheena waters, and then, like, got into her picture even though she only asked Sheena to be in the photo.
Ew.
I'm loving this. This is real. Like, this happened this weekend.
Wait, so did your friend, was your friend working the event?
No, she went. She was literally
she
at
she was
the
a
bar.
Guest.
They literally asked her to get waters and she wasn't working?
She was ordering a pumptini. She was. She paid to go to the event.
I hope Billy slipped her some ones.
Your friend got them the waters?
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. I would not getting waters.
She was like, well, what am I going to do? Like, say no and cause a scene?
Yeah, I just would have said no.
Oh, I loved it.
And then, I would have been like, can I just get a picture with Sheena? Excuse me. Are you her assistant? I'm sorry.
I know. Met Sheena years ago at the Amber Rose slot walk, whatever, okay? I was covering the event. And she was really nice. She took a picture with me and everything. Billy wasn't there. Thank God.
I
want a picture with Billy.
I went to the dog frisbee event that Lisa had like 2 years ago when I told the entire cast that they made my bath time a lot better because this was when I used to watch it in the bath. But now I watch it here. So, and Jax laughed and I was like, oh, I'm amazing.
Stop.
Love. And that's my
love
real life
that.
Stories.
Okay. We're jumping out of order because we're not going to have a real serve the verdict segment today, but But I want you guys to still serve the verdict on this next piece because it was brought up in the reunion. Dark Passenger or Tequila Katie, who would you rather have for the night?
Dark Passenger.
Dark Passenger. Rivette?
Dark Passenger, too.
Yeah.
Tequila Katie too. Is just, like, dangerous. Mm-hmm. She is dangerous. Like, I can deal with Dark Passenger.
And we know with Dark Passenger that she's literally going to run down the street at some point, and we're not going to have to see her for the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a win-win because she leaves.
Mm. It's like Tequila Katie hits you where it hurts mm-hmm. and then lingers.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wake up. Don't want it to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So well put.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kristen kissing Beau. Gross or like...
Disgusting.
So gross.
I only have two notes on my paper, guys. And one was, I want Katie off the show, which I already stated. And the next one was Kristen and Beau kissing in a movie.
Ugh.
No.
Ugh.
That was a long kiss. That was drawn out.
It was disgusting. Like when you go on a date with a guy and you're like, I don't want to fuck you. But, you know, at this point, I've made it this long and you paid for my dinner. Like, I'll kiss you and I'll oblige. But, like, at this point, like, you're not getting past
That's
this.
That's all you're
the
getting.
Kate was a the kiss was just a no. Yeah.
My issue in that whole thing is that I guess he had, like, washed up on shore from, like, drowning. And they had put really white makeup on him and, like, some red lip. And then she was, like, making out with him. But it still seemed like he had the ghost red lip effect. And I was like, what is going on?
Mm.
I hate, like, one of the reasons I hate watching The Bachelor is because it's just, like, constant making out noises, and I can't handle that. So, like, I hate making out noises. So, for me, don't.
Okay, is there a version of Katie that you guys prefer? Whether it's Tequila Katie or just, like, angry married Katie?
When she's not in a scene, that's when I prefer her.
Fair.
Yeah. Is someone's phone on, or is that a noise
that was
they
the
make?
Sound effect.
Do they make those noises? Effect. Okay, like, ding, I'm clever.
Like,
okay, got it.
She has just seconds, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wow. But then it's ruined by something else, of, like, her forcing it.
Mm.
And I'm like, please go home. Am I just the only one, Zach? What do you feel about Katie?
Hey, everybody, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to let you know about Anchor, because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, just like this show, which you can use right from your phone or computer. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, just like this one, and they'll even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere podcasts are heard, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. You can easily make money from your podcast, too, with no minimum listenership. Get started today by downloading the Anchor app, or you can go to anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's get back to the show.
Katie Maloney?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Baloney.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I think at this point, it's kind of like the same record over and over. At least when she was Tequila Katie, there was, like, drama, there was spice, there was, like, you know, there was hype. Whereas now, it's just, like, she just seems like naggy, wifey Katie that I don't, I'm not into it. I'm not, like, I think her and Tom Schwartz could be, like, fun side characters, but they don't need to be main cast anymore.
If Tom Schwartz, like, sees something in her and is so in love with her, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. Because he's such a good soul, and he's, like, a pure man, and he loves Katie so much. And it's like, I want to see what Tom Schwartz sees in Katie, but I don't.
Because, he's been Tom, if you are over Katie, Rivette is here for you.
Rivette. It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, he's just been doing it for so long that he's like, this is it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I wouldn't want, like, to be with somebody who's constantly telling me that my dick is, like, not where it's at.
No, I know. And I also feel like Katie kind of feels like Tom needs to see, like, what he got. But, I mean, I'm going to flip it on so many women right now. And I just think Katie is, like, you know, one of those people that needs to realize, like, she got Tom.
Right.
Like, I think it's kind of reversed in this.
Yeah. Well, no, because then she'll, like, bring up her, like, injury or whatever and be like, but I've been through so much. I, like, deserve this. And it's like, but you're a nagging nothing.
But, like, he's giving it to you. You're just not seeing it.
Maybe she can't feel it because his dick's so small.
Oh, bless. That is so disrespectful. To go on national television, talk about your husband's penis multiple times over multiple years. Like, it's just, there has to be some truth to it. And it's so disrespectful. You call him bro. You talk about his penis, not not working, being small. It's just like, what are you doing? Katie, count your blessings, honey.
Count them, because Rivette is coming literally to WeHo.
Look, I will say, having your penis be scrutinized on national television is not, it's not a nice thing. somebody in the live chat. Man. Oh, Joe in. Oh, no, wait. Nope.
Not Joe.
Amanda Romo in the live chat says, Katie on the panel is so relatable.
Oh, my God. Thanks. Yes. Listen to my podcast. It's even more relatable.
And everybody else in the live chat says, Katie Maloney needs to go. And apparently, Radar Online has predicted that they're not going to last.
Well, I've kind of predicted
the show
that
or
too.
That relationship?
Katie, Katie and Tom.
Oh, okay.
And Erica Pie, because we always have to give Erica Pie a shout out. Love especially you. Since this is the last time.
I
Erica
know.
Pie, this is the last time I'm ever going to give you a shout out on AfterBuzz TV. So aww. Record this, screenshot it, and save it.
Unless later, like, unless she says something else.
But, like, tonight, like, it's the last
Erica
night.
Pie wants to know, Erica Pie is asking the live chat, does anyone like Katie Maloney? In the live chat, she said her vote goes to no.
I don't think anybody does. Hard zero out of 10.
She just really needs to see what she has and just, like, be okay with that and have fun. Stress kills. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Agreed.
Do you think that she's doing it because she knows she's on the show and she's trying to cause drama? Or do
no,
you think she's
think
really
she's,
just that annoying?
I'm sorry. I just think she's, like, really in this whole, like, what's going on in the world and, like, pushing this. You know.
Okay.
I know what you're saying. She's one of those.
Yeah, but it's like, we get it. You did it. Great. Have fun. Like, mm-hmm. live it. Like, mm-hmm. live it now.
Have fun.
Was there any part of tonight's reunion that you guys enjoyed?
The wine we had was pretty cool.
Our side discussions were nice.
Listen, we solidly didn't watch it for 10 minutes. Missed nothing.
The first of the three-part reunions was probably the best.
Well, yeah. Because
that was when it was the most intense. The second season fell off, the second part fell off a little bit, and the third part was just bad. This third part reunion was bad.
Yeah. We didn't need it.
And we didn't need it. I feel like last season I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, I remembered. I was like, oh, we have a third episode. But this I was like, okay.
Yeah.
No, honestly, nothing. Did I like seeing Sheena? Yeah, I actually liked seeing Sheena.
Yeah, she had a few moments
tonight.
She had a few moments. I was like, I don't want her to go.
And she said Adam finally went down on her.
I don't want to have to beg anybody to eat me out, though. Right. Like, can't you, like, just do it? Like, yeah. If I have to beg you...
I have to buy you a penguin to eat
like,
me out?
Exactly. Like, that's an expensive cost for a little bit of that.
She
right.
bought him $1,000 penguin, yeah. And then that's when he decided
she's
to eat her
out. She's all bragging about
like,
it.
She didn't, like, have a follow-up, so it's like, it probably...
Well, because yeah. he's better he's like, at, like, fella, you know.
He's like, thank you.
A pencil.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the penguin.
Yeah. Ew, the sound effects. Literally next, please.
Sarah in the live chat, are you leaving AfterBuzz altogether? Yes, I am. This is my last show ever with AfterBuzz, but I'm so grateful that I got to spend my last panel with these three ladies.
I'm so annoyed.
I mean, you can find him in so many other places.
You can find me in so many other places. I have two podcasts. I'm hiding in your closet now. So if you don't want to miss out, you can follow me at Just Plain Zach. It's my last show. I can give myself a plug right now. Kristen and Carter, we found out tonight that they are not together, but they're still living together. How weird is that situation?
I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah,
I mean, we found out tonight, or did we like kind of assume it from the whole season?
No, she admitted it tonight that wow. they are still living together, but she considers herself single.
Okay, well then move out, sweetie. What in the world?
I think it's her place, and he won't move out. I think that's what it is.
I mean, because he can't afford to, because she's right. paying for everything.
He's a photographer's assistant. Nothing wrong with that, but clearly he doesn't have the funds to move out on his own.
I don't know.
Oh my God, they're dying in the live chat right now. Sorry, you guys.
I just really don't know with her. I just feel like she's at the age where she's just like, why? Why are you putting yourself in this position?
Yeah. Because I think it's because she's at that age where she's like, oh my goodness, all of my friends yeah. are like settling down, have their man, have their girlfriend, and they're like getting married, and she's like doesn't want to be single. Like, who wants to start over? And who wants to start over at like 40 something?
I don't think anyone wants to start over, no, but also it's like, think about all the years you have to come, and it's mm-hmm. like that's what you want to yeah. deal with. I'd rather not deal with that
mm-hmm. yeah.
start over and be like, wow, that's a guy, and it'd be a shorter start over.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I think.
But the good thing is about, like, dating later on in your life is that, one, people don't waste as much time when you're dating. That, like, they're ready to settle down. They're not, like, 22 and want to waste 2 years before they decide they might want to propose to you. Like, the time span to actually getting the commitment is a lot shorter. And, you know, at that point, like, guys are a lot more mature. Late 30s, early 40s. Like, some of them may be having a midlife crisis and will buy a Corvette. I mean, fine, whatever. But, like, you know, you're more likely to find a quality guy than you are in your 20s. Like, that's a realistic thing.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Karen Taft, Orca Pie, Sarah, you guys are so sweet. They're all so sad that I'm leaving. Follow me at Just Blends Out.
Don't worry. I'm holding back to your
back. I'll still hang out with him for you guys. Don't worry.
I'll probably guest host here and there, but I will not be on a full-time panel moving forward. But thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Felicia. Hi, Felicia. Thank you, guys. Do you think Adam is gay?
Yes. When Sheena said, he still hasn't slept with anyone else, but I have. I think we all said, oh, he hasn't slept with any other girls.
Women.
I think Sarah said.
Any other women.
Yeah. So that's why she's not upset.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, oh, these girls, I just want them to, like, live their life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then these guys, you know.
Will come. The good ones.
Literally will come. Will for them.
Yeah, without having to force it. Yeah. Without having to get a pre-blowjob from Logan in the closet on the way over.
Look at them! And it's like they have so much going for them. Just, I want them to think it, believe it.
Mm-hmm. I doubt Sheena's having orgasms with Adam. Let's talk about that. There's no way.
Absolutely not.
Clarence K says yes. Amanda Romo says 100% gay. Karen Taft says yes, he's 100% gay. Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Next season, we might know.
Next season, you guys should invite Adam on the show.
Stop it.
So we think you're gay. Tell us about that.
Wait. You got Katie, you got Peter to come on the show by DMing him. I'll DM Adam.
Did you?
Yes, you will.
You just put me on blast. My God.
No, that's fine. But can we all talk about Peter coming in at the end? Did we all cringe for a second? We did.
That
love
is some
you, Peter.
Tea.
Fun time.
Your shots, and then Lala being like, "Is there alcohol in that?
I can't drink that.
Did you hear? I'm so mad." Listen, Lala, we got it, sweetie.
Yeah.
You're not drinking anymore, and we're really proud of you. Mm-hmm. But like,
you don't have to ask. It's like obviously, the rest of them like. Know the area, know the scene.
Peter's reaction was like, yeah, okay. And just like moved on as he's like ripping out of his t-shirt.
Guaranteed,
like the Hulk.
James took one. We didn't see the whole half circle, but I guarantee he took one.
Oh, for sure.
Erica Pie says that Adam's no longer at Sir. He's at a different restaurant.
Oh, Erica.
Is he which one? Is he working at a gay bar?
Erica. Which one?
Erica Pie.
I want to know which one. Have you seen him? Was he your server? Bartender? Best
there was someone in the comments that's like, you guys really like Urka Pie. I was like, yes,
yes
we do.
We love Urka Pie. Loyal viewers. Loyal,
and then there was someone in the comments that said I was jealous of Billy. And to that, like, you can eat my pussy now.
No. We're not jealous. We're just wondering
what's
happening.
Amanda in the live chat is rooting you on. Did you guys feel as uncomfortable as I did when James and Lisa were having their moment where she was, like, trying to look out for him and be like, you're acting like a jerk right now. Can you reel it in? And he's like, no, Lisa, no.
Or then
is that
Andy.
A threat? And it's that is a threat. Do you know that, like, literally they can be like, bye, and you're gone?
He's a child.
Lisa, I did see you next Tuesday.
I love how he always has to do that. That's my favorite thing ever.
And then after all of it, Andy was like, so you're not at Surrey anymore. You don't have see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What do you have going for you? And he was like, I've got so many. And it's like, dude.
I'm traveling the world. Like, I can't do a James impression without
this.
Didn't
he say, like, coming from you to Lisa? Like, he said something like that. Yeah. I was like, shut up.
Literally, she slapped the TV. Like,
okay, I had a moment where I realized, like, James was, like, just fully admitting that he's not going to be asked back next season. Do you think that they would actually fire him?
No. I'm actually picking up real vibes from that one photo that he posted of all of those people in there. Something's going to happen with those people, I'm telling you.
Oh, you mean for the Vegas?
The villains? This is what I said last time. I said all of these people in this photo are going somewhere doing something.
I mean, for sure.
What you got?
I guess it's now time to move into tea time.
Oh, he's got something.
We got tea time. I have stuff in tea time.
We're flipping. My tea is ready.
The page. I'm waiting. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. So, it is now being reported by Radar Online, or actually...
That's a reliable source. Yeah.
I was like, actually, maybe I shouldn't trust Radar Online. But it is now being reported that Lisa has been discussing the possibility of a real Vanderpump Rules spinoff. Like,
for
we
sure.
We speculated about this earlier in the season, and right now on. It's actually, like, becoming a reality that her new Caesar's Palace Vanderpump Garden might be where the spinoff would take place. Do you think that James would probably jump ship and go to Vegas, do his DJ James Kennedy?
Well, I mean, I feel like Lisa would be dumb in all of her, like, you're an alcoholic, to send him to Vegas. Would he like to go
of
to
all
Vegas?
Places.
Hell yeah.
Right?
But, like, for her to send him there would definitely be for a reality TV move. Like, for the drama. And I'm really here for it. Please go to Vegas.
I'm here for it, too. I feel like it's a good He makes great television.
He does. That's why I'm a fan of his BS.
It's like DJing Vegas, mm-hmm. drinking Vegas.
Yeah.
Raquel, one of those pool girls.
No.
You know, it's like we're all here for it, though. They could mm-hmm. thrive.
Raquel is a pretty face. Mm-hmm. That can just smile and pass out drinks.
Yeah.
Like, she does not need to be full-time cast. If they make her full-time cast next season, I will be done with Vanderpump Rules.
But think about all of, like, the silence we'll get on TV as she looks into it with her eyes.
Most of the shots they gave her this season were just her, like, face reactions. That's funny.
She's like Sally.
Would
in
you
Nightmare
watch Vanderpump Gardens if it were a spinoff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would go there,
Do you
too.
Think it would be better than Vanderpump Rules because it's a they're probably going to have a younger, fresher, youthful...
Better? No. Different? Sure.
I don't think it would be better. A Vegas...
I don't think it might be better.
How do you really
think it's a very hard for good reality TV to, like, mm-hmm. start happening now. Because they try to be like the previous, and it's like, don't try to be like, be you. Yeah. That's what's going to make you good.
Yeah.
Because the cast of Vanderpump Rules have, like, all been friends, so that's what they claim makes it so good to watch, because it's authentic, and they're actually a group of friends.
Yeah.
Getting cast and, like, sort of forced to work mm-hmm. together, to play together, it's, like, different. Yeah. But, like, cast me. Like, we're available.
Yeah,
we're
available.
We live so close.
I'm no longer on this panel. I'm available for bookings.
I texted Peter and was like, is Sir hiring? I didn't hear anything back.
Oh, just walk in there.
Yeah.
Well, I will tonight.
Wear your Bambi necklace.
And my Forever 21 Bambi jacket. Put on my biggest eyelashes and stare at people and blink. Mm. And I got my job.
Okay, next in Teen Time.
Yes.
I interviewed Sheena's trainer on my podcast, hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter.
So fun.
I didn't realize he was Sheena's trainer until he was on. And he's like, I worked with Sheena Marie. And I was like, oh, I know her.
Do you?
What?
You, like, know her? Or you meant, like, I know her because
really,
I want... Like, I'm sorry.
Come on.
You think that we would be doing 24 episodes on this show and I'd wait until the final episode?
I was like, wow, wait
a
whole
time.
I text her on the daily.
Yeah, I shame her every week because I love her. He said that he's trained Sheena, he's trained Katie, and he's trained Billy.
Mm. Okay.
And he says that Sheena has tried to sleep with him, but he's gay.
Stop.
She has a type.
She has a type, and it is a penis.
Sheena, we know that you're in your 30s and you look like you're 26. You are beautiful, gorgeous, love your body, face, everything. But stop acting like you're 26. We know you want to settle down.
I don't even think she acts like she's 26. She acts like she's like 22 in heat.
Yeah. Yes, 22.
22 in heat, for sure.
She slaps the meat.
Like, I just don't know if, like, LA is her city anymore.
She should go to Vegas.
I feel like she, like, will thrive.
I mean, she moved out of state to Marina Del Rey.
I feel like a southern state will be her state. Like,
I don't.
Right.
She would die,
I could see
right?
Sheena,
all right.
I
know, like,
see,
think about it, like Thomas Ravenel.
Oh,
like,
no,
you
okay,
know.
Okay.
I could see Thomas. Sheena doing Nashville.
Right?
Really?
Sheena takes Nashville.
Yeah,
I could see her doing well in Nashville.
Put her in a cowboy hat.
Because look, Los Angeles, there are so many people that are alike and there's so much competition that, like,
right.
That's why she did so well in Vegas is because they don't have a lot of Sheenas in Vegas.
She went to Vegas?
Remember, she did her.
Yeah, she did that show that Kendra Sex Wilkerson talk. Did.
Oh, yes. She did. Got it. Remember.
That's why she did so well in Vegas. She needs to go to, like, Nashville or, like, somewhere where, like, it's an up in, where it's not, like, an L.A. or New York or Chicago, but it's still a city. And I think she could do really well there. And they would, like, love her. She would be, like, the star of the town.
Yeah, probably.
She would love that.
She would love it so hard.
I don't think she looks 26. They were like, she looks... I don't think she looks
26. I think she looks good, but I think she looks likes how she acts.
Looks good for her age.
Yep.
She looks really good.
Yeah.
How old is she?
32.
Do 32-year-olds look old?
No, they don't, but I'm saying, some of like, them do. She looks... She has no wrinkles.
Yeah.
She's Botox. Like really, she looks like she'd be in her 20s, like maybe just graduated college.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's I like don't know 20, if I would say, yeah, four, she looks five. Like 25, 26. I would you know, bank on 26. Yeah.
She looks good.
She does look good. I don't think she looks bad at all.
Her looks aren't the problem, guys. She's gorgeous.
It's her,
it's her needing to be just confident and owning everything.
It's her thirst that is real.
Boy, is she.
Okay, so last week, we told people to comment with purple hearts if they were listening and they stayed listening. So we have to give our shout outs to the purple hearts. So we have Amanda Fondau who says they have a soft spot in my heart for James. Amanda.
Mm. No, I got for you, Amanda.
Amanda.
She gets you.
I got you.
She
gets
you.
I got you.
We have Costco Riri 84. Hi, Costco Riri 84. Marie Dankliffs. You guys are making it hard on me this week. Carla Castillo, thank you guys for the purple hearts. Carla Castillo, Devin Jetter. Carla Castillo did lots of purple hearts. Sarah Klamer, Chrissy Howard, Billy Brittany Hyde, David Martin. We got so many purple
David
hearts.
Martin.
Rhonda Danielle. These are new people too, Rhonda. You guys. Thank you, Rhonda. Anything but basic.
Ooh.
Thank you guys so much. I do like we appreciate
basic.
It.
Next level basic.
Karen Taft. And those are just the people on YouTube. And then we have people on iTunes as well that left us five stars. We have Walker 85 who left us several purple hearts. We have Little Mac 11 who says, my Tuesday workday is usually slow, so this podcast really helps the day go by a little faster. I'm going to miss Zach next season, but I love the sassy gals on the panel. It's going to be a long summer without AfterBuzz's Vanderpump Rules. And we have Yells 84. Thank you guys so much for leaving your purple hearts. We love you guys because we shout you out as promised, not like other after shows here at AfterBuzz TV. We love and appreciate you guys. What should the emoji be for this week? Our final week. We've done different colored hearts. We've done bees.
Like a margarita?
Or I mean like a pumpkin.
That's
okay.
The martini glass.
That is the emoji of the week.
The
pumpkin martini glass. If you love this week's episode, if you are going to miss us, let us know what your favorite part of the after show was this season. If you're watching right now, be sure to subscribe on iTunes and on YouTube. We love when you guys subscribe and weigh in on the comments. We love when you join the live chat. I won't be back next season, but I'm pretty sure these girls will keep the live chat lit. So you're going to want to subscribe. And there's so many other shows here at AfterBuzz TV that you're going to want to keep up with. Mm-hmm. Even when Vanderpump Rules is done and you have the summer, you're going to have so many other great hosts and so many other great after shows. So hit that subscribe button. Make sure you keep those notifications on. They may be a little pesky, but keep them on because you don't want to miss all of the other great hosts that are going to be here. And if you're on iTunes, hi, iTunes listeners, don't forget to hit subscribe. Oh, look at Clarence K and Beautiful Waterfall are already living it, are already putting all of their martini emojis.
We're going to miss you guys. And we're going to miss Zach. I can't.
It's okay. You can follow me and listen to my podcast.
It's fuzzy about it.
Did you guys have a favorite moment from this season? Because there was a lot. I mean, we went through, 22 weeks of Vanderpump Rules?
A lot.
We did.
Good moments.
This is too hard.
I know mine.
What's
yours?
When Tom Schwartz laid out Doritos and, like, rose petals for Katie Maloney. And, like, I don't think she appreciated it as much as she should have. And I would have. I'm just saying, that is a lot of effort. That is a good husband. And thank you, Tom Schwartz, for setting an example for other husbands and boyfriends out there. That was a beautiful moment. That was a good husband moment.
It was.
Lay out Doritos. Don't DM thirsty thoughts on Instagram.
Don't DM thirsty thoughts. On Instagram.
DMs never work.
No.
We have proof. It works for the purpose, okay, Katie? Just let it stay where it is.
Just let it slide.
I loved Britney living out her bridal
dreams.
I'm
proud to be a hillbilly. That was my favorite
line. I loved
her
living out her bridal dreams because I feel like every person has those moments of, like, you know, it's a huge monumental moment. So I was excited to see that for her.
I liked when
silence. No one else cared.
No, it was so beautiful. That's like her lifelong dream. Yeah. She's been planning since she was like five.
You know, it's nice.
Yeah.
I liked when James was sitting on top of the toilet paper DJing. That was a moment.
That was my all-time favorite moment this season, was James DJing on the toilet paper.
And Jack's coming in like, oh, this is where they set you up? Like, eating it up, eating that moment up.
Yeah. There were a lot of good moments this season. It didn't give us the faith drama that we got last season. But see, okay, one thing.
It was so good.
So my favorite scene, I will agree with you, Katie, was the James DJing on the toilet paper. But I have to say, one thing that I really did enjoy watching this season was Stassi and Beau, and actually seeing her find a boyfriend that, like, is not a douchebag.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We love Beau. They are out there.
I love it. I love Stassi. I love Bo. I love that he did a little commercial today.
Yes.
With Summer House. What was the commercial even for?
Like, Pepsi.
Was it a Pepsi commercial?
Yeah. It was Pepsi.
Summer halftime.
It's really interesting.
I don't drink soda. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm better than everyone.
I did not say that. But look at Beautiful Waterfall, Clarence K, Sarah of... Avernites, Sarah Avernites,
this girl Urka has Pye, Nick's last name.
Justin Grant, Sinette Farias. Oh, she does have your boyfriend's
Farias!
Last name.
Family last name.
Felicia, Bri M. So many martinis, and then someone, Karen Taft, and she didn't put a emoji, but she wrote martini glass.
Girl, we love you.
That is a winner.
Winner of the week.
You are the winner of the week. Okay. So to close out this season,
I'm gonna
picked our favorite moment. Yep. And now I think we need to crown our final Pumptini again for the final season. We did this on the finale, but now for the final reunion.
Maybe first.
Katie, you're first. Who do you want to have? And you guys wait in the live chat, we'll shout you out. Who gets your final Pumptini?
No.
For this
don't
season.
You dare.
And
please,
don't you dare please. Give us the same answer you gave last time.
No. You dare. It better be a JK.
It's...
No.
Why?
Okay.
Okay, just go.
Say it.
Just go.
It's James.
Oh my God.
Done.
She's JKing with you guys. The white Kanye. The white Kanye.
That's where I have to go. I love him. He's why I watch at this point. I hate him and I love him. It's love, hate, love. Sorry.
Do you really think he'll be back next season?
Yes. Hmm. You're not going to get rid of that. Okay. I mean, he brought more drama than all of the others did, if you think about it. And he always does. Mm.
Fair.
Rivette,
who gets your Pumptini for the season overall?
Tom Schwartz, not only because I love him and he's so freaking cute, but also because he put up with Katie, which we all agreed has been such a pain in the ass wife this season. And he put up with her and he loved her and he showed her attention and he was a good husband and he went out of his way. Like I said before, he was just amazing. And like, you opened up Tom. I'm so proud of Tom Schwartz. The growth. Amazing.
Sarah.
Your love for him is so
mine
much.
Is Sheena Shea. For loving being a bootleg Kardashian. For being an OG from the start. For just not giving us anything but the best. Mm. You know, I mean, she's here for a reason.
Yeah.
Just like James Kennedy.
Exactly.
And I gotta love it for what it's worth.
She slaps me.
Mine is hard because, like, a part of me wants to, like, give it to Britney because she, like, stuck by Jax.
Awesome.
And she's like, I'm proud to be a hillbilly. Like,
and
she just gave
cheese.
Us so many. I don't like the beer cheese. I'm not doing the beer cheese. Swipe left on the beer
doesn't
cheese.
Doesn't like beer or cheese.
I had a garden even makes beer cheese.
Do you think they're not going to serve beer cheese at Vanderpump Gardens?
I would lap up
we'll
beer cheese.
We'll find out.
Lap it up.
We're going to Vegas for Labor Day, all of us together.
Oh, hey, I can't wait.
This is the first of knowing that.
And everybody's all expenses paid trip to Vegas. I think I really want to give it to Stassi and Bo, just because I loved them so much. Yes. But I feel like the biggest trooper of this season was the damn penguin.
I was literally going to say.
Yep. He finally got Sheena. He finally got Adam to eat Sheena out. So on that note,
I think fish for fish.
Thank you guys for joining us all season long. You guys have been so good. Thank you guys. Everyone's giving me the pumptini in the live.
Or Graham.
In the live chat. Karen Taft thinks that Tom and Katie will be divorced very soon.
Mm. I mean, you're not the first. We'll throw a party. Like, maybe. That's the exciting news.
I agree. Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for making this panel so much fun.
It was great.
All season long. It was great.
Thanks for hosting. You're an incredible host. I've learned so much.
Well, if you guys want to keep up with me, I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach, and you can also listen to my podcast. I have two podcasts, but you can listen to Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter, where, surprise, now that Monday night's Vanderpump Rules After Show won't be happening, I'll be doing pop culture breakdowns every Monday night, covering Bravo shows, covering E! Shows, every Monday. So be sure to subscribe to Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter.
Can I be on your show?
Yes, you can totally be on my show.
Look at that!
And my other podcast is called Hashtag Adulting Life Hacks to Get Your Shit Together, and it is every Tuesday on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, all the places. So go follow me at Just Plain Zach and subscribe to my podcast.
And I know you'll have a boring summer without me, so just please follow me at Serio. It's going to be a lovely time.
Sarah's going to be on my podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. You can follow me at Rivette Soro. My Instagram is deactivated at the moment, but eventually you will be able to follow me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. I want to thank Zach, Sarah, and Katie. You guys seriously made my whole freaking year right now. Zach is an amazing host. I've learned so much from you. Like, thank you guys. I really love you guys like family. And I just thank you.
The reason I joined AfterBuzz was to be on this panel, and I got to be on this panel, and it was my second show, so thank you all. I loved it. Follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kates. There is a super special See You Next Tuesday tomorrow with this gal.
Yay!
Tune in. It'll be live at 1:30 on iTunes, Pandora, all of the stuff.
I think that's going to be next week's episode. I'm going to make a special episode with the four of us. Oh, we'll tape it for next week.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So I'm here for it.
If you're not going to be watching us every Monday night, but you have my podcast, Katie's podcast, so be sure to subscribe to both. And they will see you next season. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Love you.
We love you so much.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.